Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Sayyid Hossein Nasr. I am a university professor of Islamic studies at the George Washington University. I'm originally Persian, born in Tehran, Iran, and educated both in Iran and in the United States at MIT and Harvard. Former professor and vice chancellor of Tehran University. I'm president of Iran's RMA University, and I migrated to the United States in 1979, and have been teaching there ever since. The Quranic instruction of protecting the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, in the place of worship, were followed. Jews and Christians in the Ottoman Empire had their own churches and synagogues. They even had high positions in the government, some of them. Yeah. Jewish ministers in the Ottoman period.
Even generals, Armenian.
And generals, and same in Persia and most Islam. Occasionally there was some ruler who would do something. That's a minority. Look at Egypt, the center of the Arab world, where 9% of the people remained Christian to this day, the Coptics people. And with all these centuries, they could have cut all their head off if they wanted to. There was not a question of having political power or economic power. It was Islamic law that protected them.
Yes.
Now, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism are like the sister and brother. They belong to the same family of religions. If you bring a Buddhist or a Hindu to look at these three religions, he or she will be astounded by the similarities. So this is a very, very important issue. Islam, Christianity, and Judaism have, first of all, the most important thing in common: they believe in the one God. Christians do not believe in three gods. That's misunderstanding. It's a popular misunderstanding. The Catholic aqidah, that is the credo, the creed, which the Catholics recite, they've recited for 2,000 years in Latin, is credo in unum Deum in Latin. I believe in the one God. So that's the most important thing. God is the center of all reality. They believe in the immortality of the soul. They believe in our responsibility before God. They believe in good and evil and its effect upon the soul. They believe in the moral life. And most of their moral teachings are very similar. For example, all three accept the Ten Commandments God revealed to Sayyidina Musa, alayhi salam, to Moses. Murder, adultery, theft, yeah. Lying, and so forth. It's opposite. We share together. The similarities are much, much greater than the differences. And I pray and hope that all people of good faith in all of these religions, but I address especially my own core religions, Muslims, Sunni and Shiite, Sufi and Salafi, theological and philosophical, to try to open their hearts about the question of other religions.